This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the live Sunday edition of the show, coming up, a Pizza Hut employee defends the workplace from a robber, as I understand it. I haven't seen the story. Johnny Ray is going to be sharing that with us, and apparently the robber's mama isn't so happy about it. We'll get into that here in moments.
This is the story that we tease throughout the show and never get to.
Well, we may or may not. It all depends on how many phone calls we get, because we do tend to go to the phones first and to your calls and thoughts. It is Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight on Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Rusty. He's listening in Jasper, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy. I just wanted to get y'all's comments and thoughts on the whole FBI saying that they are going back to the previous statement where they won't indict Hillary. It, you know, we talk about expedited process, and it took over a little over a year to go through 55,000 emails, but then under like 2 months, they go through 650,000 emails and kind of clear. It doesn't pass a smell test to me. I think with y'all have had some tie or some investigation or something, I'm pretty sure it didn't take 2 months to get that cleared. If it may be ongoing, but it just seems very odd. Seems that something's going on behind the scenes. Kind of want to get your thoughts on it.
Obviously. I mean, as this comes back to one of the things I touched on earlier tonight, is that the FBI isn't going to want to indict their next boss. And that's what, essentially, if they indict their next boss, then whoever it is that's in charge is likely going to lose their job when Hillary, if Hillary, becomes elected. So they're just not willing to take a risk. I mean, even if you believe it's a 50% chance that Hillary's going to win, that's still a 50% chance that you'll lose your job if you indict her at this point. So I suspect that the investigation did not go very deep, if at all, into these allegations.
Follow-up question. With Tuesday being Election Day, you know, who do you think, from each of y'all, who do you think will become the next president if you were a betting man?
Man,
Good question.
At this point, I just don't know. I would not be willing to put money on a third-party candidate becoming president. But I mean, if you've seen these paths to victories where it's there's nobody makes it to 270 and it gets kicked to Congress.
Electoral votes.
Nobody makes it to 270 electoral votes. It gets kicked to Congress. So therefore, Congress makes a decision. I think it's not impossible the Congress would choose Gary Johnson over Trump and Clinton. So maybe.
Well, you are a dreamer, Mark. The world needs dreamers.
I'm just saying it's not impossible.
Clinton, it's highly improbable.
Well, Congress would then make the choice, and they wouldn't have to worry about reprisals from Clinton. They wouldn't have to worry about reprisals from Trump, because they would know that neither one of those people would be president. So at that point, they would just need to pick. So I don't know. I'm just not willing to. I don't know is the answer. I think Trump is coming from the back here. A lot of the public's really sort of upset with Clinton. She seemed to have the lead before, but Trump managed to bring a whole bunch of people into the Republican primary who had never voted in a primary before.
Johnny Ray, you are not going to vote. You are an anti-voter type.
Right.
You're probably not paying too close of attention, but what do you have to say on the question?
First of all, I would like to say that maybe a few weeks ago I said that if I were to vote for a candidate, that I would vote for Trump. And I regret saying that.
Really?
Yeah, just because I don't think that either one of them is better than the other. And the reason that I prefer Trump to Clinton has a lot to do with the fact that we're both male.
at least you're admitting it.
Now, if I had to bet, I would try to make sure I bet as little money as possible. But I would put my money on Trump because I think that he is maligned and poll answerers maybe will feel a little bit of embarrassment to admit that they're going to vote for Trump.
Could be. I would, you know, I don't like to bet on things like this. I don't think that polls are things that people should really take too seriously as far as what's going to actually happen on Election Day. I think there could be what you're saying, where some people are afraid to really even admit voting for Trump, but they ultimately will. Further, there could be a large number of people who are, for whatever reason, unpolled. Now, when you do polls, typically political polls are of likely voters. And certainly at this point, in most states, there are a few states like New Hampshire where you can actually register the day of at the polls, but most aren't that way. So in most states, you've got to have gone ahead and registered by now, either 30 or 90 days in advance. Usually there's some window of time in there where you have to have registered by, otherwise you can't vote. So in most places, you're not going to see a last-minute group of voters just show up and register, but you may see a bunch of people who've been so frustrated by the political system over the last 4 or 8 years or 12 years or however long they've been paying attention, who have felt as though Trump is someone who's different. Now, I personally think they're going to be disappointed by him and find out he truly is the establishment, unlike he's been claiming. But regardless, they feel like he's different. He appears to be different. And it may be enough to get sort of the, I forget what the best term for them might be, but not unwashed masses, but and they may be unwashed, some of them, but you know, nonetheless, get the unrepresented people out there, the people who are so frustrated with the status quo, but they've not known what to do, and so they've just stayed home the last couple of elections. It may turn out a group of voters, I guess what I'm saying, a group of voters who is atypical to go to the polls. It hasn't motivated you, Johnny Ray, but there may be people out there who are like, yeah, screw this election, I'm going to go and vote for Trump at the last minute, whereas they may those same people may not participate in a phone survey at all. So there may be like a hidden voting block out there that the polls just aren't picking up. So I would say Trump could win, especially in a situation where you've got the Cubs winning the World Series. I mean, anything can happen.
Yeah. I think that there are a lot of people who you know, will do something simply because the other people say, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't feel that way. You know, this sort of thing.
And there is a lot of shaming going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of shaming, and people feel threatened, and, you know, they may very well just do the opposite because of that. So I don't know would be the answer.
What about you, Rusty? I mean, you're a Republican, so I'm going to guess you would think Trump will win.
I think Trump will. I think he will just for the – I have mixed feelings. If he does do it, if he wins, that's going to change whatever happens. The Republican Party structurally down to the base, it's going to change. These people aren't going to go away. They aren't going to leave the Republican Party just because Trump isn't there anymore. It's going to be a changing demographic in the party. For the better, for the worse, you know, who can say if he wins defeated in a landslide, I would say the Republican Party would massively change, especially on, you know, trade policies. I think they would actually start defending free trade a lot more. But if it's close, you know, you could start seeing Republican candidates say, oh, NAFTA, TPP, all these things are horrible. It's just interesting. I think he will win. The pollsters, I don't think, are they're oversampling Democrats. In the media, it just seems in favor of Hillary from the get-out.
It could be a Trump surprise on Tuesday night. It'll be very interesting to watch and see how it all shakes out. But I think another question would be, if Trump loses, will he sort of fade away like most of these political candidates? I mean, where's Mitt Romney? Where's John McCain? I mean, these guys are still around, but you don't really hear anything about them. Whereas Trump is a performer. He's somebody who, you know, he's got a built-in fan base. And he's, you know, got a larger fan base now than he's ever had before.
NPR ran a story earlier this week. Let's see, what's today, Sunday? Early last week, saying Trump has accumulated an incredibly valuable list of some potential voters out there, and that can essentially make a huge amount of money just renting this list out to Republicans and PACs and things like that. So I expect you will see, no matter what, you will see the Donald land on his very expensive shoes.
Of course. Hey, Rusty, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was some speculation a couple of weeks ago when Trump was doing, like, I don't know if they're still doing it, they presumably are, but some kind of nightly newscast on his Facebook page via Facebook Live video, and the speculation was that Trump could sort of parlay that into some sort of Trump TV network.
You know, there people were talking about that, yeah.
So, you know, who knows where he could go from here, but I expect we're going to see more of him, whereas a lot of these Republican opponents in these elections just kind of drop off the radar to some extent. And again, what will happen within the Republican Party? What kind of schisms? Will it split into two? This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Let's fix it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course you're invited to join us. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, we want you to try out the best pillow that you'll ever use, likely. I mean, maybe something better could be made in the future, but this is the best pillow I have ever used, I'll tell you that. The MyPillow. And you can go and get yours at MyPillow.com by using code FTL. You'll get one MyPillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. Your choice over at MyPillow.com. Again, use code FTL. I've been using it for the past several months now. I'd say probably like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been since we've got them, but we won't live without them.
But it's great. I actually brought mine up to Hemp Fest because I didn't want to leave it at home and have to deal with hotel pillows. And I accidentally left it there, turned around after getting 20 minutes down the road, and then went back for it because it is it's a darn good pillow. So you can go and get yours. Try it out with virtually no risk. If you don't like it within the first 60 days, you can get your money back. Now, obviously, you've got to pay for shipping to ship the thing back. So there's a slight risk, but pretty much no risk. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. By the way, the pillow itself guaranteed to last for 10 years. So they're really behind their products here. You don't offer money-back guarantees unless you really believe in the product that you're offering. And they do that over at MyPillow.com, code FTL, to get a special offer. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, we'll start with David in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David. David in New Mexico, going once. David in New Mexico, going twice. We will put David on hold there, and we will continue. We'll see. Maybe he'll clear that up in a moment here. Maybe he's got some internet issues. Do we have Ricky in Pennsylvania? Ricky?
Ian.
Ricky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I want to chime in a little bit about this whole Donald Trump business here.
Okay.
With this stuff with Comey here. Now, I've been watching this stuff here, and it's come very clear to me that basically, when I think of the FBI, I think of three letters, JFK. And then I think of three more letters, LIE. And here's what it comes down to, basically. My problem with Trump is he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he goes out there with Comey.
Why is that a bad thing? I mean, look, I'm not defending Trump, but I'd rather have somebody who doesn't know their way around Washington, D.C., than somebody who's got old connections that have been going back for 3 or 4 decades or whatever and is a total political operative.
But if I may, a moment, Ian.
You may.
I mean, I look at it this way. Now, keep this in mind. You can say what you want about Ann Hillary, but I know one thing. She's been around long enough that there ain't going to be a war.
Are you kidding me?
Trump has a bad idea.
She's the one who's blaming the Russians for everything. I mean, you know, the next thing the economy's doing bad, it's the Russians. We have to bomb them. I mean,
let me ask you this one, Mark. Trump don't know what he's doing. That's obvious.
Okay.
But he seems to know it's in those WikiLeaks leaks before everybody else seemed to know it.
How do you know
there's
that?
There's been several of them that
that's
he
the
knew
first
ahead
I've heard
of
that.
Of
yeah,
watching
first,
it.
That's the first thing I've heard, the first accusation I've heard of that. I'm sure he has people paid to go through them when they come out.
Nah, I've been watching this. I've been watching his comments and his rallies and other things. I ain't liking this. This guy's an idiot.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it is. I would not be surprised if he did have espionage within his own damn election.
Look, we can speculate whether or not Trump is hooked in with the Russians, if that's what you'd like to do. But there's no speculating that Hillary attempted to steal. She rigged the Democratic nomination. Why would you want to vote for a rigger?
Well, you don't think Trump's a rigger?
He didn't.
You didn't answer the question.
Trump brought out people. Half of the Trump voters had never voted in a Republican primary before. Trump was able to move people to get to vote for him. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but he didn't have to rig the election.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. That's why I think that you may see the sort of hidden Trump voter cadre or whatever coming out on Tuesday that are not showing up in the polls. We'll find out, though.
Mark, is that what you were referring to when you were talking about how Trump had a list of names that he could sell?
I don't know what I was...
That he's brought people into politics that weren't
like
in
a marketing
before.
List.
Yeah. The claim on NPR was that essentially Trump's list is like no other,
okay.
And that it's very, very valuable, and I'm on it. I mean, I'm also on
really?
Hillary's list, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, I want to see what these people are saying.
Really?
What they're saying is, can we please have some more money?
More money.
But, you know, nonetheless, I generally read the first two paragraphs. Usually they're small, big print, and, you know, from any of these things, just to make sure I know what they're sending out to folks. But, you know, that's about it.
Okay.
So the idea is that he's got a great marketing list.
Well, the old claim about Trump, and I don't know how true it still is, but the old claim was that he was able to do all of what he's done without really asking people for money. It took him a long time to actually start asking. So, you know, what the total spends are Clinton's campaign versus Trump's campaign, I'm interested in finding that out. Because I can tell you here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a lefty city of all the New Hampshire cities, Keene is probably the most left-leaning of them. And the Hillary people are all over the place this weekend. I've been downtown a couple of days this week or this weekend, and it is crawling with the Hillary. You get the H logo.
They got to get the people out to vote, yeah.
Right. But I suspect that if you ask them where they're from, they will tell you they are not from New Hampshire, because I've talked to a couple of them, and not this weekend, but on like when they've come here to the studio to campaign. I've talked to them and said, where'd you come from? One of them came up from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they have as much support in some states as they want you to think that they have. So just because you see campaigners walking around doesn't necessarily mean they're from the same town as you or even from the same state as you. They're literally flying in political operatives from the Hillary campaign, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't see Trump campaigners at all.
I don't
so
see them. Well, they're not going to take it. Would you send your campaigners to Cheshire County?
I take it back. There were two Trump bros that were on the streets this weekend. But for the most part, the amount of Hillary campaigners to Trump campaigners, at least in Keene, New Hampshire, is a quite a disproportionate ratio.
Yeah. I don't think Trump's going to take New Hampshire personally, if I had to make a prediction. But it could. He could.
Well, you got to remember, Mark, we're in the lefty side of the state here, and so you're more likely to see Hillary Clinton bumper stickers or Hillary Clinton's yard signs here than you are in the rest of the state of New Hampshire. I don't know. You might be wrong about that, especially if the Republican can win in the gubernatorial race this time around, which some people are saying may happen.
Yeah, I don't know if the people are going to vote for Trump just because they're voting for the Republican governor.
There is that, too. Yeah, it's a good question. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We got David on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, and you're calling on the regular call-in lines. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, last three, four times I tried to call you. The connection is not working for me. I can hear you.
Yeah, maybe because you're dropping out somewhat right now on your cell phone connection, but at the very least we might be able to have a conversation. Stand by, David. We'll bring you back, find out why you're calling here tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm told he wants to talk about corruption. We'll get into that here, and of course you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype, presuming you have a decent internet connection. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low-and-slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world.
Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we are also supposed to put in this, do the book club thing, which we haven't done yet tonight. So I guess we'll have to do that before Pizza Hut. And now, of course, more calls are rolling in. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But first, I want to share with you something from the Twitter account of Roger Ver, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He is a liberty-loving guy who's a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live and always posting interesting stuff over on his Twitter feed, which is twitter.com/RogerKVer. That's V-E-R, Roger K-V-E-R. And the one that I like here from the last couple of days is, he writes, "Isn't there a law against false advertising like this?" And then he quotes the San Francisco Fed Twitter account, the Federal Reserve, who says, "Pound U.S. currency," hashtag, "U.S. currency never loses its value. Learn more at go.usa.gov. Why is that not a true statement?
Yeah, well, because it does lose its value. You can buy less with it than you could before. My wife hates going to the grocery store with me because I remember buying things when I was single.
The boxes of everything are smaller.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You know, like a loaf of bread, $2.50. I remember when I used to get this for 99 cents, right?
Yep.
And obviously the dollar has lost its value.
Correct. And the reason why is because the Federal Reserve prints out money for the federal government, and the more money that they print and the more money they increment in their computer systems, the more dollars there are chasing around the same amount of goods, and so the prices tend to rise. Now, of course, the marketplace can improve efficiency over time. So there are some products where the manufacturing processes have become more efficient, and the shipping processes and things like that have become more efficient, where the price has gone down. But generally, if the government prints out more money, prices tend to rise. So yes, the dollar loses its value so long as the government continues to print it, as I understand it. So there you go. That's from twitter.com/RogerKVeer. You should follow him over there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Another point about that, Ian, is you never know. In economics, you never know what the true state of affairs should be. And what I mean by that is you could witness a decade of real stable prices. But you wouldn't know whether you could still be having there could still be money inflation,
right?
Destructive money inflation going on, and your money could be losing value relative to what it, even though the prices are stable,
yeah.
Productivity gains and technology would normally, if the money supply was held more constant,
right,
then you would have deflationary effects. And every year your dollar would be able to buy more and more and
savings,
more.
People who save would be actually doing well rather than being punished.
Yeah, saving would be a profitable activity. But what you're seeing instead is stable prices. And
if it were doing that, which is not, but saying that's a possibility.
Yeah, what we have is visible price inflation. But I mean, my point is, you could witness price stability and still be
correct
under the gun is not the right word, but you could still be being adversely affected by inflation.
Let's talk to David. He's still on the line with us here in New Mexico. What were you calling about tonight, David? Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me this time?
Yes. Well, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I wanted to tie some things together. Corruption. You're talking about Hillary Clinton, corruption there. Benghazi. Remember the date of the attack of Benghazi was the anniversary of 9/11. And that was most likely the motivation to attack on that day. The corruption comes in when then the Clinton administration, I mean, Obama, Clinton, they go out and seek out some other reason of this video that had never gotten any views hardly on YouTube until they talked about it, and then it got lots of views. So that was their scapegoat to cover up the attack on that date. But anyway, the corruption. New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, according to Tom McClanahan, the FBI director that retired here recently. That's what he said. More corrupt than even Illinois. Now, you had a caller earlier talking about things that you need to know if you get dragged into court for anything. If you get dragged into a court and you don't have any money and it's a criminal thing, you're going to get a court-appointed attorney, which you guys talk down anyway as not being very good. So your alternative to that is either to defend yourself or to pay $200 an hour for an attorney that may actually be good. But who can afford, $200 an hour? You might fork it over if your freedom is worth it to you. But generally, it's a good thing to know, like you agree, because you talk about it all the time in your program. It's a good thing to know some things about court procedures.
Sure.
The gentleman earlier was talking about when somebody tries to bring some evidence against you or accuse you, drag you into court over something, whether it's civil or criminal. The evidence should not be allowed unless it's verified by bringing in people to testify to the evidence, and the evidence also needs to meet the rules of evidence in order to be allowed in the court.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets personal for me. My children, like I told you, disappeared 10 years ago over this kind of monkey business, and it was that exact situation where They dragged me into court, and then they made some insinuation of some wrongdoing, but they never brought any evidence, never brought any witnesses, never had a trial. I did what the gentleman said, which is what you need to do. I motioned the court formally to produce the evidence, produce the witnesses so that I can cross-examine them, schedule a trial so that we can put these insinuations to trial. And the judge completely ignored my motions, which basically is illegal. And I appealed out of that negligence on the part, or malice on the part of that judge. I appealed to our Court of Appeals here in New Mexico. And that case was heard by Michael Vigil, who ironically is now running for our Supreme Court in New Mexico this election. The facts that are in the record that that show exactly what I said, no evidence, no witnesses, no trial, yet there was a taking, you know, as in taking of life, liberty, property, children, money, home, whatever your vote, your guns, whatever it is that somebody's trying to take from you, needs to be done with due process. And obviously, if somebody took my children with no evidence, no witnesses, no trial, there was obviously no due process. But Michael Vigil did not see that there were any violations by the lower court whatsoever. That's one incident.
Well, because family court's not criminal, right? I mean, like, there's different sort of levels of proof for whatever. They got to decide one parent gets the kids, the other doesn't. And, I mean, ultimately, kids can't go in two different directions. So,
No. Kids can go two different directions. Kids can be with their father, you know, essentially half the time, and they can be with their mother essentially half the time.
And without any evidence, they should be.
Well, I think that if you don't, I think that, you know, the first thing is if you're forced to pay, that you should be able to see your kids. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that, you know, people are, you know, forced to pay child support, but they don't get to see their kids. If the mother wants to be all like, I think he's dangerous. Well, you know, you decided to have children with him. When did you come to this conclusion? So should the children not be able to see their father? Well, if that, okay, lady, let's take your word for it. Let's start with no child support for you then. Because, I mean, that seems like what they want is they want families torn apart.
And they have been accomplishing that very successfully. And it's one of the things that I think needs to change. How best to change the family court system, though, I don't have an answer for it. If you want to share your thoughts, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm sure there are a number of screwed-over fathers and or mothers out there who have their own ideas on what would work better than what we have. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We got time for you with your thoughts if you get on the line now. Plus, we'll try to sneak in a little bit of a book review as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join us here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. You dial in now, 855-453. Live Sunday edition of the show. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways that you can do that is by going and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And it's a great way to help support the show. For $5 a month, get perks and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can do that too, in addition to credit card and PayPal. Once again, AMP, A-M-P.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Beverly, listening in St. Petersburg, Florida, but she's listening through the iHeartRadio app, and I believe is listening to our Asheville, North Carolina affiliate, WWNC. So, welcome to the show, Beverly. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Johnny, Ray, and Mark. The fellow that called in about the election, it sounded a bit like a stoner, but, you know, he made a little bit of sense. Why would anybody vote for Trump? Tell me, guys, why would you vote for Trump?
Well, I'm not. I'm going to vote I'm going to vote for Daryl W. Perry, who is a write-in candidate here in New Hampshire. Johnny Ray, I believe you are not voting.
No, but I had expressed a preference for Trump, although I later repudiated it. But I did do it, and the reason is, as I explained to you, the reason, Beverly, that I would vote for the number one reason probably is because I am a man, and Trump is a man, so we have something in common.
Are you serious about that? Are you serious about that, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, I don't think that voters are rational or reasoned.
So you're admitting
or reasoning people.
If you were to be a voter, you're admitting you might be irrational.
Yeah, I would make up some reasons for some other reasons for why I was doing it, but that may be the number one reason. But Hillary Clinton is a disgusting person, just like Trump is.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because she
stole the Democratic nomination. Is that enough?
Because she's
opinion. Go ahead.
No, it's not a matter of opinion.
Look, Kane is her vice president. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she put in there for the fix. I mean, you know, it doesn't take much to look at this to see that she, at the very least, attempted to rig. I'm not claiming that she wouldn't have won. We don't know, right? We don't know whether she would have won otherwise. But as far as an opinion goes, there's a lot of evidence.
She had debate questions funneled to her, and that's cheating at the very least. And certainly she's been seen, and she's a politician, so obviously she's a liar.
Okay, but you haven't said, how she rigged the system.
Yeah, so I did. Here's how she did it. She's how she did it. She told Kane, hey, look, we need to put my girl in order to make sure that I get the nomination. She'll do what it takes. And in exchange, I'll make you vice president. He says, okay, or see, senora. And then Wasserman Schultz comes in. You can see the emails. They're there. How are we going to get the media? How are we going to work with the media? You know, these kind of things. They're, basically,
the Democrats run their own. I mean, it's a private gig. You got
yes, it, but it's still not rigged.
The word rigged is now, because of Trump, it's now being used by Johnny, Ray, and Mark. You guys are just penguins. You're lemming.
I'm a penguin. I'm a lemming.
Walking off the. Do you know what a lemming is?
Yeah, well, it's a little rodent that people claim jump off of cliffs.
It's not a rodent. It's a penguin. And you just walk off.
A lemming is a penguin?
That's a new one.
They're penguin-like.
No, it's not.
I'll check it out.
No, it's not. It's a little rodent.
You're rigged. It's rigged. And by the way, forced to pay child support? If you have a kid, you should pay for the kid.
Mark is correct. Hold on. Mark is correct. A lemming, according to Wikipedia, is a small rodent. It is found usually near the Arctic. In tundra biomes, lemmings are subnival animals. Together with voles and muskrats, they make up the subfamily.
She was really just confused. It doesn't make a difference. So what?
They're related to rats, mice, hamsters, and gerbils.
But they do jump off.
Not penguins.
But they do jump off cliffs, don't they?
No, they don't. They don't jump off cliffs. It's an analogy.
Oh, my God. You didn't live. You guys are too young.
They're really turning our world upside down.
Yeah,
lemmings don't jump off cliffs.
They do in the video game.
I know. What are you going to do when Trump starts Trump TV? Are you going to go work for him?
Hell no. We're libertarians. Is this the first time you've ever listened to this show?
Yeah, it is.
Dude, how do you know?
Yes. I'm asking you. I don't know.
You don't know our positions.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Dude, how do you know?
I didn't say I knew. I'm asking you because I don't know.
Your buddy already answered. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. The first time she's...
So you don't know what...
But what does that matter? I ask
Look,
you why you...
If Trump wins
Trump,
the election, I'm going to keep pushing for secession. I'm a secessionist.
Not voting for Trump. You're voting for a third-party guy.
That's correct.
The other guy's voting for Trump because he's a dude.
That's not true.
You didn't listen. Nobody here has voted. I have already voted, and I did not vote for Trump.
You voted for Gary Johnson.
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Johnny Ray is not voting at all.
I would prefer to have Trump in Washington over Clinton, and this is the point I would make, because Trump's a disruptive force. Washington, D.C. is a den of thieves and liars, and I'd like to throw this honey badger in there. He's better off there than...
I'd call him more of a clown. I mean, he'd be more entertaining than Hillary Clinton.
Fine. I mean, fine. I'll take it. But Hillary Clinton, she's a political operative. We know what she's about. We've watched it for 30 years.
Hillary Clinton is the queen of chaos.
You're on Trump. You're quoting Trump. 30 years. It's amazing.
30 years?
The Clintons are nothing new. They were the first family of Arkansas. Then they were in the White House. Then they're out of the White House. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, see, if you're not... See, this is the same false dichotomy. If you're not for my candidate, then you must be for the other candidate.
I didn't say I was voting for her at all.
Okay, well, what are you going to do?
That's not the case. But
who are you voting for?
I've already voted.
For whom? We told you.
Gary Johnson? Who's Aleppo? Where's Aleppo guy?
You voted for Gary Johnson?
No, I didn't vote for where's Aleppo.
Well, we asked you who you voted for.
I'm Hillary Clinton.
You just said you didn't vote for Hillary.
I said you don't know who I voted for.
Oh, well, now we do. Okay, so
You said it was to the contrary.
Well, whatever. She misspoke or whatever. Okay. She voted for Hillary, so there you have it.
All right.
Hey, Beverly, so we're not voting for Trump. We don't support Trump. We don't support the state. We don't support the federal government. I support secession. I want to see New Hampshire, Florida, wherever it is anybody is, get out of the United States, and I'll support secession.
I support you, Beverly, and you don't need Hillary Clinton, and you don't need Donald Trump, and you don't need anybody but your family and your loved ones, and they don't care about you. Hillary Clinton doesn't even know who you are.
Are you guys Alec Jones? Because I used to listen to that dude on shortwave. And
he's been on the show. He called into the show one time. And
he called in a couple times over the last decade.
We have been on his show, I think, one time.
Correct.
He was talking about a great Quaker conspiracy. I'm a Quaker, so I thought that was kind of funny.
There you go. Hey, Beverly, call us again. It's been a good call. I've enjoyed talking to you, and we're on, by the way, seven nights a week, although we're not heard on WWE. We're not heard on WWNC seven nights.
14 years, we don't need luck.
Good luck growing up in the next 20 years. Good luck.
14. What did she say? Good luck growing up?
Yeah, good luck growing up under King Trump.
14 years on the air, 170 radio stations. I don't need your luck, Bev.
Actually, only 160-something. But thanks for the call, Bev. Appreciate it. Let's go to Deborah, listening in New Mexico to Kiva. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Deborah.
Hi. Sorry, that was a little entertaining. I thought that, wow, what's wrong with that girl?
She's a little cranky.
She's spirited.
Everybody feels threatened right now. That's why.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I have some unusual information, but I'm voting for Trump. He wasn't my first choice. I am obviously from New Mexico. I couldn't vote for Gary Johnson. I know too much about him. But we'll come back to that. My biggest issue is I think in order for men to have equal rights, we need to play the same cards that all these other people are playing. The racist card or the discrimination card, because it is true, and doesn't make any sense. Like the youth and child development or whatever they call that here, and they have that in each state, a man can't even talk to them. They won't even talk to them. I have a nephew who's trying to get custody of his children, and I've been to the courts with him, and it's amazing how heavy-handed they are on him. And how much favoritism and ignoring all of the facts when it comes to the woman. And I'm in shock. It's like,
it is a terrible system. And I would love to hear from you about whatever else you wanted to talk about. We are out of time for tonight. Deborah, thanks for your call. I do appreciate it. We don't have much time to talk about Chapter 3 in economics in one lesson, but it is a short chapter. And it
builds on the second chapter.
It just kind of reiterates the first and second chapters, the idea of, essentially...
It takes the broken window fallacy and, applies it to the state in the area of war.
That destruction does not bring value. That destroying things in a war, in this specific instance, does not create new wealth. Which some economists claim it does. And it goes through some examples of that, and I think it's a pretty persuasive chapter in Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, which we're reading here chapter at a time on Sunday nights. We're talking about it to some extent.
How about next week, next Sunday, in the second hour we'll do Chapter 3, and in the third hour we'll do Chapter 4?
We can do that. I don't know what else there is to really say about it, but
it's not that long, yeah.
Yeah, it's really not that long, but I don't know how many of these are long chapters. We haven't gotten that deep in the book yet. You can read it for free, by the way. Just Google it, Economics in One Lesson. And PDF. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.